I'm with Peter Rafferty at Green Park School in Magull on Merseyside. Now, Peter, his claim to fame is the fact that he was Creative Blog's original customer 10 years ago. So thank you, Peter. It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
Indeed it has, yes.
So can you, thinking back 10 years, what was it that switched you on to the idea of blogging in the first place?
The truth of it is that we were being nagged by our local authority to have a website, and I was on the point of ordering one standard website from somebody, and then somebody came in to do some training about Knowledge Box and mentioned the word blogging, which I hadn't really heard of before, and I'd got to the stage where I'd say yes to anything, so I said yes to a blog.
It's as simple as that.
As simple
and
as that.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history, yes.
Ah, right.
I got worn down with requests.
So there wasn't any deep strategic thinking on your part there?
Not at all, no.
Oh, okay, that's disappointing.
Not really.
For such a trailblazer.
Not really, no, because I think it's important that when new things come along, if you see a value in them, you go with them rather than... Because you can try and be strategic 2 years in the future from now, to think 2 years ahead, and you could get left behind with a whole lot of different stuff, and I think it's going with the flow when you get the opportunity.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And so from the early days of blogging, you could see the value of it from a learning point of view.
I think within the first week of blogging we could see the value in it. Yeah, we saw school was transformed because kids were going home first of all and telling the parents what they had done in class could be seen. And we were getting a whole bundle of comments that reflected an interest in our school that maybe we didn't know that, or, but maybe it was there before, but we certainly became more aware of it with the comments that were coming on the blog.
Yeah, and so that was 10 years ago, and if we sort of jump forward 10 years, you're still blogging, but it's only part of a mix of what you do. Would that be right?
I think blogging started... Blogging was the start of our journey to become a digital school, in which blogging is one part of lots of different digital skills and services that we use, that's the teachers, the children and the parents, to develop our learning, and that's teachers and pupils as well.
Right, okay. So
everything we do is pretty much digitally based.
Having talked to a number of children this morning, they find it difficult to imagine working in a school without any kind of technology, and you've got lots of access to kit all over the place. They've good Wi-Fi and all that sort of thing. You'd regard that as fairly essential, I guess.
Good Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think you can probably survive without it, but it makes your job a whole lot easier and a whole lot better. And again, I'm thinking about the whole of the digital idea, not just in school, at home as well. It connects everything up. And really, I suppose, Wi-Fi is the key to it.
So back in the early days when you were blogging, and you've already said how parents would come on the blog and connect with the school in a way that perhaps they hadn't before, is that still the case, or has the connection with parents changed over time?
I think one feature that stands out a little bit is in the... Whereas we don't get anywhere near as many comments as we used to do, and I think that's partly because the blog is seen as just... It's just become part of the fabric where people go and view, but they don't necessarily go and comment. And part of that is also due to, I think sometimes, that in the Facebook era, to make a comment, you press a like button, and the like is the equivalent of making a comment in a different way, but it has the same effect.
Right, right. So that kind of instant thumbs up, if you like, on social media,
yeah,
is something that you think for parents might get them to interact with the blog,
yeah,
a little more.
Yeah, yeah.
Often. Okay, yeah. That's interesting.
Simply because with a comment, it's a name, an email address, a comment, press submit, wait for moderation. And then it happens with Facebook, for example, on Twitter for that matter, with retweets and favourites, is that you can do it at the press of a button.
So it's the immediacy of it. Something we need to think about for the future. That's interesting.
And one other thing about that, which I've become accustomed to, is that when you tweet, there's analytics within a tweet, so you can see how many impressions you get. And if you do look at a particular tweet, school or personal, and you leave the impressions on, you can see the count going up. And you can see the effect of a particular kind of tweet on the audience that you've got and how...
So the metrics of what you do online is quite important now.
I think so. I think it always has been. I used to be quite obsessed with the little globes that went round, or your visitor stats, to see where people came from. And again, the tweet statistics are pretty much the same kind of thing, and it gives people an idea of who your audience is.
How aware do you think children are of that audience?
I think it depends on the work that they do and whether it's teacher generated content or pupil generated content sometimes. Because one of the things that I've really tried to do, and this is where blogging is a journey, and you change what you do almost every day, every week, every year, is that I met the guy from Estonia, who's a ICT lecturer,
right?
Works at Tallinn University. They do all of their courses, he said, on their blogs. So content is pushed out via blogs. Students do their assignments via blogs. And having had that conversation with him, and now you can look through the blogs and it's all there, I do my planning pretty much blog by blog. So if I'm in year five, for example.
So blogging is more than just a teaching and learning tool, you're actually using it as a an organisational tool as well.
So everything's tagged. So if anybody comes in, say for example, Ofsted come in and say, what were you doing in year three in October? Tag Mr. Afty's tagged, press Mr. Afty, and all my work that I've done with year three pops up. Bingo. You know?
Cool. So it's
parents can see, head teachers can see, kids can see all the resources as well as the anything else, and anybody in the outside world wants to see, and it opens up learning and teaching and your school to whoever wants to look.
That's really interesting. That's kind of maybe I've always come at blogging from getting kids on, doing the writing, seeing how they respond to an audience type approach. But you're obviously using it in that's possibly only a small part of how you use blogs nowadays.
Yeah, but it's very effective.
So that part you still value.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So and then now you've got this angle whereby you're publishing your planning on there. Yeah,
online. It's open. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think maybe that blogging is that collaborative and open feature, which. Well, it can't do any harm, can it?
No. And looking forward now, right at the start you said trying to plan ahead 2 years is seemingly impossible in the world of IT, and I guess you're right, but can you envisage a world where Green Park had moved on to something completely different to blogging?
Well, I think it's all a process. Blogging remains the bit in the middle which connects everybody. And increasingly, tools are, well, not increasingly, it always has been, but our use of Google Apps for Education blends perfectly into the world of blogging. And in fact, the edge is now, where once upon a time you did blogging, you did Google Apps, you did other things, everything tends to blend into one. The edges are blurred, really, I think.
Right, so that's...
Increasingly so as well.
That's interesting. So, well... It's been a really interesting 10 years working with you, Peter. And here's to the next 10 years.
Next 10 years, looking forward to it. You never know where it takes you.
We don't indeed. Thanks.
You're welcome.